Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The 2-1. Swing a high drive to right center field. Well hit. This one way back. Fowler looking up at the wall, and it is gone! Victor Robles with his first career postseason home run makes it 7-0.
Well, that was fun, wasn't it? A good morning to all, and a happy 3-0 series lead to Washington, D.C. Grant and Danny, 106-7 the fan. Cornhole night went about as well as it could have last night.
Dude, are you kidding me?
Steven Strasburg was nasty. He struck out 12-8 on swinging changeups. He threw 117 pitches. He's all grown up.
Hey, Davey, appreciate you coming by to the pitching mound. This area is mine. Go back to your area. I got two more hitters in me that I'm going to throw chairs to. Sit down.
That room over there with the vending machine, that's your room. This room here, this is my room.
This is where I operate. I'm in my operating room. Why don't you step on back?
Meanwhile, Jack Flaherty, who is really good and maybe the best pitcher in baseball in the second half of the season, unquestionably was. A .9 earned run average after the All-Star break, had a 9.0 earned run average last night.
Yeah, he did.
He gave up 4 runs in 4 innings. The Nationals exploded. Howie Kendrick, who's 36, was excellent.
Hold on, I'm sorry to interrupt you. I think he hit another run-scoring double into the gap just now.
Ryan Zimmerman, who's 35, was great. The Nats, after a 2-0 game 1 win, a 3-1 game 2 win, couple of tight ball games without a lot of offense, explode for 8 runs on 11 hits in front of their home crowd. And last night at Nats Park, 43,675. Electric. It was amazing. I just got back from St. Louis. Cardinals fans are widely considered the best in the sport. Now, I will admit that they had nothing to cheer for because their team essentially got no hit twice.
For 2 games.
They had 2 hits from starters, 2, in a couple games of that series. So there was nothing for them to make any noise about. But I'm just going to tell you, Busch Stadium didn't hold a candle in 2 games to Nats Park last night. It wasn't even close. That was fun.
I feel terrible. You feel terrible. Thommy feels terrible. Sean's got a flat tire. He walked in just now. I'm not kidding you. 3 minutes before the show, I dry heaved a little bit in the toilet just now. I'm sick. I feel awful. I don't care. We are up 3-0. The Nationals have a 3-2 lead. I probably sound disgusting to you people. I have not smoked ever in my life. It sounds like I've smoked my entire life. The Nationals are up 3-0 in the National League Championship Series. They are a win away from the World Series. Say this to yourself. Take a moment. Take a pause. Go to the coffee machine. Go to the water cooler. Go to the bathroom. Go somewhere you want to go. I don't care. Say that out loud to yourself. Mutter it under your breath like Arya Stark naming the names on her kill list. The Washington Nationals are up 3-0 in the National League Championship Series. The baseball team that could. 14, 15 years ago, whatever it was. I can't remember. It's the 13th anniversary, the 14th anniversary, the 15th year, whatever it is. Offices in trailer parks that flooded and were infested with rats outside of RFK Stadium, which is decrepit and almost falling down on itself. A lot of Jose Vidro, a lot of Ryan Church, my college teammate Mike O'Connor making starts for the Washington Nationals.
You sleep on John Patterson.
I'll never sleep on John Patterson.
Esteban Loaiza.
Tim Redding. You just say the names.
Garrett Mock.
Punchlines. The Nationals. Not that long ago. Not that long ago, they were worse off than an actual expansion team because expansion teams get resources.
Nook Logan, today's about you.
The Nationals have gone from worse than laughingstock, right? They were the also-ran. They were the team that nobody wanted to deal with, quite literally. The league owned them and didn't want to spend money on them. They are here now, up 3-0 in the National League Championship Series.
86-year drought of D.C. baseball not being in a World Series could end tonight. It could end tonight, Danny.
Yep.
1933, the last time a D.C.-based ball club was in a World Series. And it's only happened three times, by the way. 1924, 1925, 1933, 2019. One of these is not like the others.
Mm-hmm.
Anthony Rendon's now hitting .379 with an 1100 OPS this postseason. You know, I think people are forgetting this little nugget. If you go back to the regular season, the Nats have won 15 of 17 games because they won the last 9 games of the regular year going in. Then the wild card game, barely. They were down big, and Juan Soto brought them back. Felt big, I should say. It wasn't all that big. They haven't lost back-to-back games in a month since September 13th and 14th. If they don't lose 4 straight, they're going to the World Series. And nothing's done yet. Nothing is accomplished yet. A team has come back from down 0-3 before. The curse-busting Red Sox did it. So today's not the day for the party, but today is the day to acknowledge where this team came from and where they're at now. They're a win away from becoming the 4th team to sweep a National League Championship Series since the best-of-7 format in 1985. Remember when they were 19-31? Remember when everyone wanted to fire Davey Martinez? Remember when everyone was done with Mike Rizzo? Remember when they were supposed to trade Max Scherzer? Remember when Sean Doolittle was an Oakland Athletic? Do you remember any of this stuff? They are 9 innings away. A Patrick Corbin gem away. A big swing from one of their many productive hitters away from the World Series.
The World Series.
A year after the Caps won the Cup, by the way.
The World Series. Not, hey, they made the postseason. Not, you know, wake me up when they get out of the division series. None of that stuff. The World Series. The World Series. They don't make many of them. They make one a year. The World Series. The Nationals are on the doorstep of going to the World Series.
Howie Kendrick, 5 hits with runners in scoring position this postseason. The most in a single playoff in team history. The story, though, has been the starting pitching. I got a text from somebody with the team last night. And what they said was perfect. I thought this was how I'm feeling kind of summed up. It's very simple. It's 4 words. And to me, if this doesn't sum up everything, I'll eat your vest that all you're right. wearing right now.
Okay.
You're wearing a vest for core warmth.
I am.
With no sleeves.
That's right.
It's all coming together. Isn't that it?
Yep. You don't have to eat my vest, Grant.
Guess what? The plan for years with this team, you and I have done shows together since we started in January 2014 as a tandem. And every year when the season starts, we talk about the chance the Nationals have and how good they are and how they might win the division. And when they get there, they've got the starting pitching to make this deep run, right? Well, what are you getting right now? Masterful starting pitching. Dominance from your horses. The fact that your bullpen is this gross underbelly hasn't mattered at all. And in fact,
it hasn't mattered at all.
They actually had to use 2 of those guys last night, and they were both really good. 3 up, 3 down innings with 2 strikeouts for Rodney and Rainey.
Because, of course, Fernando Rodney just casually mowed down the side.
Well, look, when you're up 7 runs in the ballpark behind
fair.
You.
That's fair.
If that's a 1-run game, I'm going to bet he didn't do that. But that's not what we're here to talk about today. It's all coming together. Anibal Sanchez, 7 2/3 innings. 1-hit ball. Thank you very much for starting the series beautifully. He is worth every penny of the 2 years and the $19 million that he got from the Nationals. What a contract that is.
Yeah.
I was talking to somebody yesterday in the front office, and they said, you know, we had a big debate. It was either him or Wade Miley. They wanted to offer Wade Miley a contract. They wanted to offer Anibal Sanchez a contract. They sat around in the front office, and they all kind of debated this. Sounds like Wade Miley might have even gotten an offer he turned down before going to the Astros. How'd it work out that they got Anibal Sanchez?
How'd that work for you?
Pretty good. Second game of this series. Max Scherzer, 7 innings, 11 strikeouts. It's all coming together. And then you go to Steven Strasburg. And last night, I don't really know when his bar mitzvah was. I don't know when he started to grow a couple of hairs under his arm and he walked into his you know, a parent's room, and he said, guys, we need to talk. Something weird just happened. And then they sat him down, and they chatted about how his body was changing. Steven Strasburg is a man.
Man.
He is now a man.
Man.
7 hits and 1 run unearned, 12 strikeouts. Which of his 117 pitches was your favorite?
I'm going to say the final change piece.
That was the one?
For a strike three, when he mustered all his forces. Can I offer this to you? The Nationals have 13 runs in this series, right? A little over 4 a game. Broke out last night in a big way, which was awesome to see. Just everybody passing the baton, knocking them all around the yard. The Cardinals have 2 runs on egregious Nationals defensive miscues. This, to me, is a 13-0 real baseball series. Now, you could also say the Cardinals gifted the Nats a couple runs when Ozuna dropped the ball on a fairly tough play. Medium tough play, I would say.
I would say that was a very tough play.
Fair enough. But let's say he should have made it because the ball was in his glove.
Okay.
You take 3 runs off the board. You're still getting beat 11-0. This has been a drubbing. This has been, come on back out to the woodshed. I'm going to show you all the power tools while you're bent over the sawhorse, sir. You don't deserve to be on the field with me.
The Nats are pushing the Cardinals around. They got to get one more win. How you feeling today? Who was at the ballpark for the euphoria that was, the giddiness and joy, the exuberance that you only get when you're with 43,000 strangers watching a sports team you love win? Who was there last night? And if you were at home watching, how'd that work out for you? 800-636-1067. We're Grant and Danny. You are listening to The Fan.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And now the pitch to Kindred. Swung on and belted to the gap in left center field. This one is down and will roll to the wall. Rounding second, Rendon heading for third. The ball not picked up by Ozuna. Rendon waved home, will score standing easily without a play as the ball just comes in from left center field. Howie Kendrick has done it again. He drives in his 3rd run of the game and his 9th run in 9 postseason games. Howie, this is how he does it. It's the Nationals 5 and the Cardinals nothing. Listen to this crowd.
Howie Kendrick in the 2nd year of a 2-year $7 million contract. That's making Mike Rizzo look pretty smart. Batting 5th in the order last night at age 36, 3 doubles, 3 RBI, 2 runs scored. He's hitting .417 with a 1,200 ops now this postseason.
That dude is here to hit his line drives. You guys can do what you want. He's going to hit his line drives. He's going to spank the ball. Thank goodness for Howie Kendrick. 2-out clutch RBI after 2-out clutch RBI after Grand Slam to put the Nationals here. Yes, man.
He's been huge. No, I feel like you could always do this after a team wins in the playoffs and makes a run. And I don't know if it's a chicken or the egg thing, like which one came first. Was it that they made the run because of this, or did this happen and then the run? I don't know how it works, but like Adam Eaton is another guy. You could go down the line and just pick the big spots where people have stepped up. Eaton in game 1 of this series, who looked terrible for 3 at-bats, had the triple and added an insurance run. Game 2 of this series had a 2-run double to add
game
insurance.
Winner, yeah.
And then in game 3 last night, he came through with a 2-out RBI to score the 1st run, to keep a 4-run inning going. He grounds out or flies out there. You don't score in the 3rd. It's 0-0 going to the 4th. Who knows what happens in that game? But what a huge 2-out swing for a guy that for the first 2.5 months of the year was hitting like .190 with runners in scoring position. His 2nd half has been marvelous. He's got a player option for $9.5 million next year that I think you've got to pick up at this point.
Yeah, in a heartbeat, I picked that up.
He looked so healthy and was active on base and better defensively, and he just looks like the guy that you and I were giddy about coming over from Chicago. You still think they shouldn't have traded Lucas Giolito for him out there? I mean, how monstrous has he been in these playoffs? Rendon last night, 2 hits, 2 runs, the RBI. He's hitting .444 in this series. I mean, pretty much everybody but Juan Soto, who did draw a walk and did score a run, so it wasn't like he did nothing. Maybe Trey Turner's in the conversation as well. Everyone else had some kind of huge swing, and then you got the gem from Strasburg, another great start for this rotation.
A few little things worth shouting out, and I just want to talk to people all day about the fact the Nats are up 3-0 in the National League Championship Series. Number one, Anthony Rendon's playing the hole on Paul DeJong's rocket. That play is stupid. That should not have happened. That's superhuman. That's an oh-my-God play.
Might have been behind him when he snagged it.
I was on the third base line, pretty much even with where Anthony Rendon was playing, and your assessment's 100% correct. Not only did he dive, quick reaction style, but the pick wasn't extended out. It was also out but back behind him. That play should not have been made. A guy that's incredible makes that play. Handful of people that have ever played this game make that play. It was phenomenal. That's number one. Number two, Steven Strasburg. Not only was he nails on the bump, how about 2 sack bunts?
Yes.
How about a sack bunt to get Victor Robles in scoring position so Adam Eaton could deliver that 2-out lightning? Bigly, just doing normal things leads to wondrous results. Last, Kurt Suzuki behind the plate. How many curveballs in the dirt? How many changeups just blocked everything? Athletic as all heck back there. Calm as could be. Called a wonderful game to set up another dominant starting pitching outing.
I'll throw one more out there. Victor Robles.
Yeah.
There was, for some reason, I didn't really get after he went 2-for-5 in the division series and played impact center field defense against the Dodgers before he got hurt. There was kind of a clamoring to keep Michael A. Taylor in the lineup. And I know Taylor had a big home run, and he had a nice game 4 against the Dodgers. But Robles all year long has been a dramatic upgrade in center field over anything the Nationals have gotten in the last couple of years. Last night, he went 2-for-4, hit a home run, ran a ball down in the gap in a big spot with 2 on, and scored twice. Not bad for not having played in 10 days. Welcome back to the lineup, Victor Robles. It was an everybody has a part in this kind of evening. And some of the optics just watching. So I was last night, first time at Nats Park. I haven't been in the crowd for one of these games. With my obligations now for MLB Network Radio, we have to sit in the booth and do some stuff during the game. So I was up at the highest level and on the fifth floor via the elevators, like the sixth tier, basically, of Nats Park. You can't get any higher unless you're hovering in a cloud. But we had the screens in the booth with us, so we're able to watch the game live with the windows open, get a feel for the environment. But then also we've got TVs in there to watch the TBS telecast. Max Scherzer was hopping around in the dugout all night like a little leaguer. I mean, his competitive juices when he's not playing come out in a way where he just celebrates all of his teammates' successes as if it's the first major league game he's ever been able to be in a dugout for. I love it. And Gerardo Parra and Anibal Sanchez wearing their colored shades as they have all season long. When Strasburg came out and they gave him their little group hug and Scherzer ended up running over and made it a 4-guy hug. But you know how they kind of like sandwich him with this hug now when he comes out of these games, Parra and Anibal Sanchez. You can just tell that Strasburg, this like salty, surly, angry, unfun dude wants nothing to do with it. But they've made him so much more likable. I mean, it is hilarious. And that is kind of this clubhouse. Like, he's the old guard of just like, and then they're hugging him, wearing their weird sunglasses. It's like this perfect juxtaposition of this transition for
the
Nationals.
And that's how I want my aces, by the way. That's not being critical of Strasburg. I want my aces to have hate in their heart. I want those guys to not want to be talked to on game day. Nothing but salt.
Yeah, Scherzer can turn it off. Like, he's probably right. The most personable and friendly and approachable elite-level Hall of Fame starting pitcher. Hit Kershaw's got some of this, too, where it's like a button they can touch. Most guys, though, that are the best starting pitchers in baseball, you really don't want to have a conversation with, or you don't want to get their order wrong at a restaurant. Like, you don't want to mess with Justin Verlander at a gas pump, you know?
But I love it.
Strauss is one of those guys. Let's go to Calvin, who's in Clinton. If you like alliteration, he's your guy. What's going on?
How you doing, my man?
Good.
What's up, buddy?
Born and raised in D.C., live in Clinton now. But I just think that the Nationals, they don't know how to quit. They have faith in each other, and they know quitting is not an option. I just seen them. There's some like the pitchers. They just win games they're not supposed to win, but I think they're all in it. And they have confidence. and confidence breeds success. And I just think that they're going to win this game. I think tonight's game will be like either a 3-4 game or a 3-7 game, something like that. Somebody will hit a grand slam on the net.
If someone hits a grand slam tonight, the ballpark might not be standing tomorrow. I'm just going to tell you that right now. And by the way, if they win tonight, this scene around here, good luck getting home tonight. You're staying for the game,
yeah.
As am I. I mean, we might as well either just sleep on the floor in here, cuddle up together. You be Big Spoon, I'll be Little Spoon.
Sounds good to me.
I'll take Big Spoon, you take Little Spoon, like halfway through the night, we can mix it up.
We can rotate.
We're already six, we don't have to worry about germs.
No, that's right.
But maybe you get a hotel, I don't know. I mean, good luck leaving this little village.
Yeah, I didn't get out of here. I mean, when I finally did, I turned on my radio, I heard Grant on the phone. I'm like, what the hell is going on?
Scott Farrell?
Yeah, I'm like, oh, and I figured it out. It's Farrell on the bench. And then Grant's talking to him about the Nats.
His producer's really smart, because here's what they do. They go, well, there's no way that this guy's sleeping right now. You know, because the game just ended, and it's a big win. So he's like, any chance you have some time when you're driving home from the ballpark? So then
you're like, yeah, I'm not moving at all.
And I love Farrell. He has a great, like, method where he just, his questions are like, and how about Howie Kendrick? And how about Steven Strasburg?
Pretty rapid fire. He's like, this guy's unbelievable. He's nails for them. Howie Kendrick, so good.
He's
like,
the best.
You're like, yeah, he's really, really good. Hit 344. And what about Steven Strasburg? Yep, he's really good too. What about Max Scherzer? Yep, he's excellent. It's a great way to have a conversation.
3-0 series lead for the Nats. 800-636-1067 is the number. Grant and Danny on the Fan. The only two runs St. Louis has scored in this series have come on defensive miscues. Michael Taylor missing a fly ball in center. Juan Soto slipping and falling. Kind of a scary deal in left field last night.
At first, I was worried he was hurt. Then I was worried that no one was watching the ball hurtle toward the infield. Steven Strasburg was aimlessly walking off the mound. Very confusing play.
Nobody knew he was going to be throwing the ball after falling down, but he was worried that a run might score. And so he was trying to keep the shutout intact. It was kind of a blooper music, blooper reel situation. And if that's the game-winning run for the Cardinals, I mean, the story today is, oh, my gosh, that's a meltdown.
I mean, apoplectic.
Here we go. 2-1 series lead on that fluke play. The same old, same old. But, in fact, they were up by 8 runs at the time, so it didn't matter that much.
Can I offer a quick shout-out to the Dunloring Cornhole League?
Is it Cornhole Night in Dunloring?
It is not, and they tweeted us this morning. One of the benefits of being a summer league is that none of us will ever call to Grant and Danny, 0-1-0-6-7 the Fan during the NLCS and say it's Cornhole Night. Let's go Nationals. And, of course, both of you have an open invite to join us for the 2020 season.
Oh,
and the Dunloring Cornhole League. Ladies and gentlemen, the Dunloring Cornhole League.
I wonder what the scene was like at Anthony's last night.
In Dunkirk.
During the fourth inning at Cornhole Night. That fourth inning.
Throwing bags.
I should say, I guess it was the third inning when the Nats busted it open. So let's look at this third inning. 4-run frame. Victor Robles, base hit, started it. Steven Strasburg rolled out the perfect sacrifice bunt up the first baseline that Paul Goldschmidt fielded. Trey Turner strikes out. Tough night for him. He went 0-for-4. So there are two outs and a runner at second base. You are one pitch away, Jack Flaherty, from getting out of this inning scoreless and going to the fourth inning in a nothing-nothing game. Adam Eaton, RBI, base hit up the middle. Anthony Rendon, double, scores Eaton. Juan Soto walks, couple on. Howie Kendrick, double, scores 2. 4-0 Nationals lead. They'd get two more in the fifth after an Adam Eaton ground out to short. Rendon started the rally with a single. Juan Soto flew out to left. And again, there's two outs, and there's a runner on base. Not much doing. Then Howie Kendrick doubled and made it 5-0. Ryan Zimmerman doubled and brought Howie Kendrick home and made it 6-0. By the way, Ryan Zimmerman started the postseason on the bench, has forced his way into the lineup, 2 more hits. This is a guy that clearly over 162 just can't hang anymore, right? He can't play every day. He'll admit this to you. His body breaks down. It has abandoned him. But in this setting of play 2 days, travel day, play 2 days, travel day, playoff baseball, he can do this.
Keep him fresh. Yeah.
And He is raking right now. He's hitting .333 in this series. He had the hit to get it started in the wild card rally. He had the 3-run homer to push the series to game 5 against the Dodgers. He had a couple huge run scoring hits last night. What else do you want from Zim?
A couple loud outs, too, mixed in there. I'd also add that all 6 of those runs with 2 outs. That's what the Nationals do. They led the National League in 2-out runs, and here they are again doing that. Cardinals always that close to getting out of an inning, and that's why this team is so special.
David says, feels a little disingenuous, Grant, that you praise Strauss and skip over the person making the decision. Odds are high you would have crushed Martinez if it didn't work out. Well, welcome to the show. Thanks for being brand new here. This is one of the few shows that actually was telling you not to fire Davey Martinez on May 24th. So I can't really speak for everyone else, but you got the wrong guy, pal. It was awesome to see Martinez walk out to the mound last night. I would have taken Strasburg out because you have an 8-1 lead. Your bullpen can protect that. 108 pitches is just better on the arm than 117. But I'll say this. My favorite moment of the postseason so far, bar none, was Steven Strasburg telling Martinez, let me finish this, and then striking out 2 straight batters back-to-back. That was Max-ish.
Yeah, it was.
That was Max-esque. You don't see Strauss do that. I'm good here. You go back to the dugout, thank you. And then he just rips off a couple of the best curves and changeup he has all night long to punch out 2. That was awesome.
Now, I actually wanted to ask you about this. I'm in stadium, so I didn't have access to some of the material. I was trying to frantically look on Twitter to see if I could get some update or information. You may have had some TV access there watching the game from where you were. The trainer came out also.
Yes.
What was going on there?
I
what were they saying?
I have no idea.
Okay.
So, Paul Lasard was with Davey Martinez. It happened right after Juan Soto fell awkwardly.
So I thought he was going to go out to look at Soto, and he just stopped at the mound.
So I was sure of that as well. One of 2 things, and I really don't know. I think maybe as they walked out, they immediately knew that Juan Soto was okay, like, don't come out here. And Paul Lasard just decided to escort Davey Martinez to the mound. Unlikely.
Like a security guard with a college coach?
Right. Or I think perhaps he brought him out there just to say, hey, how's your arm? How you feeling? Everything okay? That kind of thing. But I can't answer that. I have no idea why Paul Lasard was out there. But Strasburg goes, yeah, I'm good. Let's do this. And then he strikes out 2 straight batters. Would I have left him in to do that? No. I would have robbed 43,000 people of the coolest moment of the night, though. And he might, knock on wood now, they need to win one more. Knock on wood if you're with me, man. One win from the World Series. He might not have to pitch again for like 8 or 9 days, oh, by the way. Because if they win tonight, they don't play for 7 days until game 1 of the World Series.
That's right.
Let's go to Brian in Rockville on Grant and Danny. What's up, Brian?
Hey, Brad.
Gentlemen, thank you so much. It's a pleasure being on the greatest sports show in D.C.
You're sweet. You're a dog.
Just want to let me tell you, fellas. So last night I was watching the Caps game over at the phone booth, and that was a little bit of a rough one. But tonight I'll be sitting up in 419 at Nats Park with my 13-year-old son, hopefully making memories that he'll remember long, long after I'm gone. But I just want to get to my quick point, which is that you can sum this season up in 3 R's: resilience, redemption, retribution. We owe the Dodgers payback. We owe the Cardinals payback. And it can all come down to the fact that it hinged this season on 3 things: dumping that humorless mercenary Harper, getting Davey Martinez, having Rizzo back him up and say, you're in it, you're our guy, who he has literally given his heart and soul to this team, and Gerardo Parra, who is the most motivational morale coach I think this team has ever had. And I just want to say thank you. Great work, guys. Keep it up.
Thanks. I hope you and your son get to watch them clinch tonight, because that will be something he'll be able to tell people about for decades. It's a great night to be at the ballpark with your dad. You know, it's nights like tonight. I'll have to fire off a text at some point to my dad where you wish you were there with family. You know, I'll be there working. I'll be sitting by myself or next to a couple colleagues or whatever, and they're friends, but it's one of those
it's
nights.
Different.
You want to be around people that mean something that you love. So that's really cool for you. The Parra point I love, by the way, my mom asked me today, I'm talking to her driving into the station. She said, who's that little guy who wears the glasses, who hugs everyone, who's a cheerleader? And I was like, oh, that's, she's like, is that the Parra shark? And I'm like, yeah, that's
Gerardo
Parra.
Yes, that's him, yes.
She's like, he's just a cheerleader, huh? Is he hurt? I was like, no, he's just on the bench. He just doesn't really play. And she's like, oh, well, he really is a great cheerleader. I was like, yeah, that's kind of the
right
whole
on his
thing.
Business card, I guess. Right. Yeah, that's what we do.
That is why he's here at this juncture. I heard someone call into the junkies and say they should have pinch hit the sharks. So we could have all chomped our arms last night. That's not what this is about. No offense to anyone. This is about winning baseball games.
I'd like some offense.
And getting to the World Series. Your fun is when they win. That's the fun you get to have. We don't need to play a song so you can clap your arms.
Were you concerned with how the President's Race turned out, sir? Did they not do the opening the presents quick enough with
the
gloves on?
Let Teddy win so that we can have more fun.
Do you understand what happened?
Enjoy this. Strauss, 7 innings, 12 Ks. Zim and Howie Kendrick going bananas at a combined 71 years old. That's your fun.
This is the homecoming game? What are we talking about? It's the NLCS, man. But please enjoy.
No, but they didn't play the senior for the final minute
here,
who'd been a good water boy for the last three
years. Get out of the village. I'm not trying to make a YouTube video here for like a special ovation for somebody. Pipe down with that. This is the National League Championship Series. The Nats are rolling. Please enjoy that.
Chris says, apparently they said on the telecast, Strasburg grabbed his leg. That's why they went out.
There we go.
Grant and Danny on the fan. 800-636-1067 is the number. Cardinals manager Mike Schilt is staring at the drawing board right now, trying to find something that'll work. I'll say he touched one button that worked yesterday. He put Jose Martinez into the lineup batting fifth, and he had two hits. In fact, at one point in time, the Cardinals had eight hits in the series, and he had four of them. Now, they had a couple more last night. So I think they're now up to nine total hits in the series, and he has four of them, despite being on the bench for two of these games. Jack Flaherty knocked out of the game after four innings, four runs, his worst start in months. And then the Nats got to three of the four Cardinals relievers for runs as well. It was an everybody eats Oprah Winfrey, you get a big moment night at Nationals Park. 8-1. They win going away. They're up 3-0. They look for the wet paper towel on cornhole night tonight at Nats Park, Grant and Danny style. Nothing makes me mad at these games anymore.
Yep.
Like, I'm not going to get into specifics, but there are certain things occasionally, people occasionally, that get put on TV. I'll only call out one of them. But normally, it's an eye-rolling, cringeworthy aggravation for me. Like, oh my gosh, enough with that attention-seeking person. Marlins man last night, okay? It was Marlins man's birthday, I was told. He couldn't get a ticket near the camera area in the President's Club. He couldn't be on TV.
That's the happiest thing I've ever heard.
He couldn't get anyone to trade tickets with him.
Apparently, he was
like trying to get a better seat, and no one would give it to him. So last night, I was walking down because I was getting ready to go out on the field for postgame, which, by the way, your boy Ryan Zimmerman has to be so tired of me at this point.
Yeah.
He's been our postgame interview after, like, I think all three games.
Hey, Zim, do you have a second?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the way it works is for all like the rights holders who go down to the field, it's like TBS and all,
so they get first crack TBS.
But there's probably 10 to 12 companies. So they'll get four or five Nationals and they do two or three interviews before they go into the clubhouse. Well, I'm like one of the last guys in line with MLB Network Radio. And so rather than like loading up on Rendon or whoever it is, Zim's like the nice guy. So they're like, you get Zim third. I'm like, okay. Like, Zim does his interviews, and then I'm just standing there, and he comes over. It's like a nightly ritual at this
point. Hey, Zim, same question. You just got to ask at the different place. How do you feel about winning this game? Yeah.
But anyway, I'm getting ready to walk out, and who walks past me I've got to make room for coming up from the concourse? Marlins, man. Normally, this is a moment of anger. Not last night. There was no anger last night.
Hey, Marlins, man. Good to see you.
Marlins, man, could have stomped on my toe, slapped me in the face, and said, I hate you. And I would have said, understandable,
Marlins,
man.
Thanks for your input,
Marlins,
man.
Have a great night.
Have a good one.
You desperate for attention clown shoe.
You zilch.
He'll probably be there again tonight. Unless he's at the American League game trying to get on TV. But my mood is just so good.
Lots of things I don't get. He's in that file.
Others. I'm not going to say them. I'll write them down for you.
Oh, I want this list.
Drive me out of my mind.
I want this list.
Here. Just look at this.
Okay, you're typing them out right now. Grant Paulson is typing. Let me see. Oh, that's one. That's a good one.
If that guy disappears forever.
It's good-natured, but enough.
Enough.
Right.
But today's not about that,
no,
Danny.
No, it's not.
Today's about
it's not.
Happy.
It's not.
Wins. One away from a sweep. Did you? Tommy
by the
it?
Way, guessed it immediately.
That's funny.
Immediately.
Tom in Manassas. What's going on?
Hey, guys. Love everything.
What's up, buddy?
So, yeah, I had the ribeyes going last night. I actually overcooked them, but they never tasted any better. So it was a good deal. All the attention is going to the starting pitchers, rightfully so. But this lineup, I mean, Jack Flaherty's numbers since the All-Star break are documented and, you know, cartoonish. And this guy's a top five pitcher going into the game. We're talking about matching the intensity of a wounded animal and all that. And it's just amazing that what the lineup does. And I think it's a reflection of Davey. And I'll be the first to admit, I probably would have fired him after the Mets series. And I'm an idiot. But
you were not.
The team reflects him, and it's just an amazing ride. But how about Howie Kendrick for MVP right now? I'm gonna be that guy.
NLCS MVP.
He's
for
getting
sure.
That. Yeah.
No, I don't think you're an idiot. I don't think anyone who wanted to fire Davey Martinez is an idiot. But what I said at the time, and what I'll say again, is who's healthy here? Trey Turner not available. Juan Soto not available. Anthony Rendon not available. You're starting a collection of players that would win 68 games. And we're going to fire this guy for that, who's got a terrible bullpen and a bad lineup right now? Doesn't make a lot of sense. But forget about back then and who said what. Who cares? We're not taking attendance on who wanted to fire Davey and who didn't.
Sure.
Know this. The way he's managed in these playoffs is how you need to manage in the playoffs. If Dusty Baker's still managing this team, if Matt Williams is still managing this team, if any of the guys before this who have just acted like it was June 14th was managing this team, they wouldn't be here right now.
When Max Scherzer leaves the game, you go get Sammy Solis. The Cubs rejoice. You don't do that. You do something else.
You do something else.
You go get Patrick Corbin.
Lest we forget, by the way, forget all those other mistakes from Dusty. Last time they were in the playoffs, Howie Kendrick just sat there and watched as a bunch of guys that couldn't hit.
He was available.
Had bad at-bats. He was available and didn't get opportunities. Now, it's a meritocracy. You're the best guy, you're playing. Ryan Zimmerman, you weren't supposed to start at first. You didn't all year. Oh, wait, you're hot. Now you're starting. That's how this is working. Kurt in Germantown, how are you?
I'm doing great, fellas. So I got a ticket for tomorrow night because obviously tonight is cornhole night for
right.
my league.
Right, of course, yes.
So the night we beat the Dodgers, I go on. I buy me and my mom, who's my sports buddy. We went Caps post games. I was at game five against L.A., all that history. So get a game ticket for tomorrow night. I'll never be so happy, as to not get to go to a game. So hopefully I'll be buying a World Series ticket with the refunded money, but we'll just have to get through tonight. Couple of things. Strauss last night, velo, movement, especially up through the sixth inning. Unbelievable what he was bringing to the table. And the Cards had four hits through five innings. That's as many hits as they got in the first two games. So they're getting their bats going last night, but you could see leaving, you know, one for six with runners in scoring position, you could see him getting a little frustrated in the dugout, not being able to get it over. They got close. You know, we got one on, two on with no outs, but we wiggled out of it. Nats were four for eight with runners in, and, you know, there's two out, singles, doubles. Just unbelievable. I think the momentum's with us, and I think the Cards are going to fight back really hard tonight. Like always, it's their elimination game.
Yeah, they're not going down
Thanks,
without
buddy.
A fight. There's no doubt in my mind they'll give you everything they got, and I think they may well win tonight. You got to find a way. You got four tries at this. Four bites at the apple. One of them's got to result in chewing some of that apple up and swallowing the damn thing. Good phone call. Thank you. You know, they say Maryland is what, crab cakes in football from Wedding Crashers?
That's what Maryland does, yeah.
I think the Nationals are summed up by starting pitching and timely hitting. You know, that's what this team has been.
That's what it is.
And by the way, that tandem of two things in baseball will win you a whole lot of games.
And here they are.
Starting pitching and timely hitting. By the way, we didn't line up any guests today on purpose. At some point, we might start running out of gas or lose our voices or I'll start coughing and Danny will keel over. And maybe we'll do something like that. But in the meantime, the goal is just to talk Nats with you guys on the phones. We wanted to give you that opportunity today. So we're rolling with the calls. 800-636-1067. There's a line open for you right now. 800-636-1067. That was a quick hour. It's fun to do these shows, isn't it? A year after the Caps won the Cup, the Nats are a game away from the World Series. It is not a good time to be the Redskins.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.